Year will be an introduction to Basar B'Chalav, and we'd like to speak about the waiting time between Achilas Basar and Achilas Chalav, Achilas Gvina. We want to study the Sugya in Chulin, Adaf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, and then take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim in Yoredeya. Simon Samach Tes, Simon Peites. The Mishnah in Chulin on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Ha'of Ole Im Hagvina Al Hashulchan V'Eino Nechal Divrei Beishamai. It means that there's no Isur Basar Chalav as long as they're separate, if they're eaten separately. The prohibition is to eat them together. And that's what Beit Shammai mean when they say V'eino Nechal. Beis Hillel omrim lo ola v'lo nechal. Beis Hillel introduced the gzera of halah al hashulchan, that the oaf together with the gvina is not to be placed on the same table. But of course, even Beit Shammai, who don't accept the gzera of halah, nevertheless, they agree that you cannot eat oaf with gvina, that you're not allowed to do. The Gemara is going to ask the following question. And this is the question that we really want to address today. You're not allowed to eat basar with chalav together. Are you allowed to eat basar after chalav? Are you allowed to eat chalav after basar? Can you eat it one directly immediately after the other, or is there some sort of a need to wait between the two? And if there is no need to wait between the two, if I can eat chalav immediately after basar, basar immediately after chalav, as long as I don't eat them together, is there a series of actions that I have to do to separate from the achilas basar and the achilas gvina? For example, hadocha, which means to clean one's hands, or kinuach hapeh, which means to wash out one's mouth. And this is what we're going to see in the sugya. Let's immediately begin the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Dalet. The Gemara says, Tana igra chamua debe abba. We have a brisa here, which ultimately traces itself back to Rabbi Abba. And that is Of Ugvina Necholim Bafikarin. Rashi explains Derech Hefker She'eno Nizar Bahem. And the Gemara is going to explain you don't have to be careful about Of and Gvina with regard to the eating. And what does this mean? So if we look at the Gemara immediately following, it says Tanila Vahu amrla belo netilas yadayim ubelo kinuach hapeh. That this derech hefker that we spoke about before, it was accepted in the name of his Rebbe that it means that there's no din of kinuach hapeh and there's no requirement of netilas yadayim. Rashi says belo kinuach hapeh shim ochal ze ubikesh lechol ze. Meaning he ate, let's say, fleishiks, now he wants to eat milchiks. Ein tzarech litol yodav ulekaneach. He requires neither washing his hands nor rinsing out his mouth. And that's as far as oaf is concerned. Rashi says, aval bebasar behema, but if he had eaten meat of a cow, for example, boy kinuach. The Gemara is going to say later on that in that case he definitely needs to rinse out, to rinse his hands, and to rinse out his mouth. Why? Shaloyeh nidbak klum min arishon b'chanichav. Rashi's worried about the fact that this kind of a meat will get stuck between his teeth, and therefore he has to make sure to rinse out his mouth. The Gemara continues, but before we see the Gemara, let's just sort of summarize what we've seen until now and we'll understand what the Gemara means by quoting immediately Rav Yitzchak, Bered Rav Misharshia, and the sugya of that particular event that took place, Iklol Bei Rav Ashi, Aisile Gvina Ochal, Aisile Bisra Ochal, Velo Masha Yode. The Gemara actually records a case where they brought him meat, they brought him milk. First he ate, in fact in this case, the scenario was he ate the Gvina first, then he ate the Basar, and he didn't wash his hands in between. And they asked him the following question. Amri le vatani igra chamur de be'aba ofu gvina necholim bafikoron. The halacha is lenient with regard to oaf, and following the eating of chicken, you don't have to wash your hands. But oaf ugvina in basav cholav lo. The brisa of Rabbi Abba didn't go as far as to say that you're allowed to eat one after the other immediately after without washing your hands, even in the case of basa. That chiddush, that far he didn't go. He only went as far as to say, with regard to oaf, we could be mekil. And the assumption of the Gemara is that basar oaf b'cholav is not doraisa, it's derabbanon. So to add a derabbanon, slap on another gzera derabbanon, that he might have some chicken that's left on his hands, etc., etc., that far we don't go. Amar lahu, hani mili b'leila, avol b'yamama hachazina. The reason why I didn't wash my hands, he says, this is the way Rabbi Yitzchak defends himself, is because it was during the day. And during the day, he could definitely see if there's anything stuck to his hands from the basar, from the gvina. So during the nighttime where he can't see, that's going to be a problem. Then he's going to be required to wash his hands between milchiks and fleishiks. But if it's during the daytime, and it's very easy for him to tell what's going on, then it's all right. He doesn't have to wash his hands. Now, I'd like to fast forward a little bit to Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. And we're going to look at the Sugyev Boy Minei Rav Asi Mirav Yochanan. It's approximately, I would say, 15 lines down from the top. The first word in the line is V'yarka. Boy Minei Rav Asi Mirav Yochanan. Kama Yishe Bein Basar L'Gvina. Now Rashi explains what this question was. Rashi says, Mashma Sha'ochal Basar V'rotza Lechol Gvina. And here he raises the possibility that after eating basar, he may have to wait a certain period of time until he eats gvina. And that was the question that Rav Asi asked to his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan. Amalei, Rav Yochanan responded, v'lo klum. There's no need to wait at all. And this again would reflect the sugya that we saw earlier, that as long as he's not eating them together, it's all right. Eini, the Gemara says, is this really true? Va'omar avchizda, ochal basar, asur lechol gvina, gvina muta lechol basar. That Rav Chizda says that once you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat milchiks afterwards. Elakama yishe, bein gvina le basar, omalo v'lo klum. It makes sense that if he ate milchiks first, then he can immediately eat fleishiks, and he doesn't have to wait at all. So the Gemara is postulating the following distinction. When he eats meat, he's got to wait. We don't know exactly how long he has to wait in order to eat gvina. But when he eats gvina, that's not a problem. And then we want to take a look at the story of Mar Ukva. And the Gemara is going to tell us, if you fast forward a few lines, that Mar Ukva, after he ate basar, he would wait ad hasuda haba. Oma Mar Ukva nola hamilsa chalabar chamla gabi abba til abavi ochil bisra ha idna Lavi ochel gvina ad lemachar. However, no, in my case, bahasu das lo achilna l'suda achrisa achilna. So Mar Ukva tells us about his father, that his father was so careful that if he ate meat, he wouldn't eat milk for a full day. He would wait a complete 24 hours. But I myself will not eat meat and then milk in the same su'uda, but rather I'll wait till a different su'uda, till the next su'uda, and that's the lashon l'su'uda achrisa achilna. Now, Tosfos, Dibra Maschil Of, which you'll see back on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, explains, the Gemara explains that there's a difference between Of and then eating Gvina, and Basar and then eating Gvina. So Tosfos asks the question, Tema, Dehechi Parach Mi Gvina Achar Basar, A Basar Achar Gvina? To Rav Yitzchak Gvina, V'yachkach Basar Achil. So let's explain the problem that Tosfos raises here. If you recall, the Gemara asked the stira between Rabbi Yitzchak and the original Braisa of Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yitzchak, in his case, they brought him Gvina, and then immediately he ate Bisra. And he didn't wash his hands in between. And the Gemara raises the objection, the contradiction from the original Braisa of Agra Chamua de Be'Abba, where the indication is that only Of and Gvina are eaten Derech Hefker without any care. But Basar Ugvina lo. And here the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, in which he came to visit Rav Ashi, that was the case in which first they ate Gvina and then they ate Basar. And therefore, there should have been some separation between the two. Because although we could be Makel in Gvina, we could be Makel in Basar Of, we cannot be Makel in Basar Behema. Fektosis, Tosis says, I don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. Perhaps the case in which Rabbi Abba would have been, by implication, Machmir with Behema, that's because he ate Behema first. Then he's got to wash his hands. Whereas the case in the story of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Ashi, there the discussion is where he ate Gvina first. And we see later on in the Gemara that there's a fundamental difference between eating meat first or eating Gvina first. In the case of eating meat first, the Gemara has a long discussion about how long you have to wait until you can eat Gvina. But in the case of eating Gvina first, you're allowed to immediately follow up and eat Basar. So that's Tosfos's Kasha over here. So again, if you go back to the case of Rav Yitzchak and Rav Breda Rav Misharshia, they were talking about a case where he didn't wash his hands between Achilas Gvina and Achilas Basar. That doesn't have to be equated with a case where you began with Achilas Basar and afterwards you want to eat Gvina. We might be indeed more machmir in that case because he started with Basar. Who knows what he has on his hands? And based on this kasha, Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a brand new, shall we call it, breakthrough. And Tosfos quotes this on the fourth of the wide lines in the name of the Bahag as well. And that is the Asur. The Achal Basar, Asur Lechol Gvina. When we say that after you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat Gvina afterwards, what that means is, Hainu Belo Netila VeKinuach. If he didn't wash his hands, and he didn't wash out his mouth. However, that's aval binatila v'kinuach. But if he had done these two actions, he rinsed out his mouth, he washed his hands, shari, then, according to Rabbi Netam and the Bahag, you're allowed to eat gvina immediately after basar. Aval gvina muto lechel basar. Af belonetila vikinuach. After the eating of gvina, you're allowed to eat meat even without netila vikinuach. How does this answer our problem? Let's go back to the case in the Gemara and the discussion about Mar Ukva, which we saw in Daf Kufhei, that he was waiting from one suda to the other. Says Rabbeinu Tam, Mar Ukva delo ochil ad suda achriti, hainu below netila vikinuach, inami machmer al atzmo hoya. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that mi ikar adin, he could have eaten milchiks immediately after fleishiks. Either he was machmer on himself, but that's not really the din, or the case was that there was no netila or kinuach. And then Tosus continues to say, "Lepirusha kasha mai parachacha Arab Yitzchak." So, what was the Gemara nervous about in the case of Rabbi Yitzchak? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, after Gvina, you're allowed to eat basar without netila and kinuach. And in fact, that's what happened in the story of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Ashi. There, he started with Gvina. Tzarech lomo lepirusho, til inyan netilas yadayim, ein chiluk bein basar tchila legvina tchila. Ulegabi kinuach, the Gabi Kinuach, there's a distinction, Yesh Chiluk. So it means that Tosis comes to the conclusion that with regard to Netilas Yadayim, even if you started with Gvina, there's a problem that maybe there's some sort of Shirayim of the Gvina on your hands. And Rabbi Netam would have to admit that in such a case, he's got to wash his hands in order to eat meat afterwards. As far as Kinuach is concerned, here, we make a distinction between the sequence. If he started with basar, he needs kinuach. If he started with gvina, he doesn't need kinuach. Then Tosfos says, despite Rabbeinu Tam, who allows you to eat meat and then milk, nevertheless, as long as you do kinuach and it is time, nevertheless, ha'olam nagu shelo lechol gvina acher basar klal afilu acher ha'of. We have the minig against Rabbeinu Tam, and that is to wait after the eating of meat, and even after the eating of chicken, of basar of, until misuda l'suda, to eat gvina. Now, if you'll take a look at Tosfos, on Daf Kufhamid Beis Divar Maschil Lisudasa, Tosa says, Lav Bisudasa Sherigilim Lasos Achas Shachris Viachas Arvis Elafil Lialter Im Sileka Shulchan Ubirech Mutter Delo Plug Rabbonov. Tosa establishes that there's no set shear of time that must absolutely in all cases be waited from meat to eat milk. It's not kavua in zman, but rather it all depends on siyum su'uda rishona. He finished a meat meal, the su'uda's ended, and we'll see how exactly the halacha determines that it's the meal is terminated. Once that su'uda's terminated, for another su'uda, he's allowed to eat milk. And that's what it means, l'su'uda achrisa achilna. What separates, or shall we say, terminates the su'uda, the first su'uda, the su'uda of meat? Tosu says, you need siluk ha-shulchan u'birchas ha-mazon. Keep in mind that back in the day they used to eat on little tables, almost like trays, and then they would remove the table at the end of the meal, and they would bench. And that establishes the end of the Suda, in this case, a fleshik meal. Now, when they eat milchiks, it's a separate meal, and therefore even according to Mar Ukva's requirement of Suda Achrita, without even waiting, it's already a Suda Achrita. Now, what I'd like to look at, if you will turn to the Beis Yosef, we were fast forwarding for a moment to the Beis Yosef, and this is in Hilchos Brachos in our Chaim Siman Kufay and Gimel on your page 3. He begins by quoting the Bahag that after you eat meat, you're allowed to eat gvina immediately following. And Tosfos and the Rosh quote Rabbeinu Tam to the same effect. However, the Olam has a different minhag. Shelo lechol gvina achar basa klal. The minhag is that after fleshiks we don't eat milchiks, even after basar of. And this is all quoted in the Rosh, in Perikol HaBasar, in Simon He. He says, V'nira li, sheze shenogu olam shelo lechol gvina achar basa klal, lo mitam geder usiagu shenogu ken, elimishum desvir lehu kidas harambam. So we're not talking about a special geder and a siag. We accept the Rambam. Shemefarish hadi omer Rav Chisda ochal basa asal lechol gvina is afilu bikinuach hapeu netil siyadayim kamar. And that's the Rambam Shita. We'll soon see the Rambam inside Bali Neder. And this is the Rambam Machol Sasurus Perek Tes. Mishochal gvina ochalav mut tchila mut olechal achar basa miyad vitzorch shiadiach yodav ikanech piv bein hagvina uvein habasa. And then the Rambam says, "Bamedvar mamurim." He says that's only because he ate gvina first. But misha achal basa tchila, bein basa behema, bein basa aflo yochal achrof cholav at sheyishem beinayim kedei shir suda acheres for hu kimo sheishos. And we'll see exactly what the reason for this is in just a minute. The Beis Yosef tells you that Kasav Arif Shamina Mehad Yomer Rav Chisda Achal Basar Achal Lechal Gvina Delo Shori Lemechal Gvina Basar Bisra Ela Deshoile Shir May Ditzarech Lesuda Achrisa Velo Ashkechan Man Deshoile Lemechal Gvina Basar Bisra Pachos Mehai Shiura Domar Ukva Afagav Deshoile Ki Hai Shiura Koria Nafshe Chala bar Chamra. So the Beis Yosef is quoting not only the Rosh and the Rambam, but he's also quoting the Rif. And the interpretation here of the statement of Mar Ukva, where he says that he waits to eat, he waits until Suda Achrisa to eat. It means the average time, let's say, between one Suda and another Suda. And the Rosh writes, Dahainu mizman Sudas boker ad zman Sudas erev. The time that we wait from the morning until the evening. From the morning, breakfast until dinner at night. Pachos mishir ze ein lechol gvina achar basar. So that sounds like a pretty long period of time, but the Rambam says, as we saw, Kedei Shir Suda Acheres Ukemo Sheish Shos, it's like 6 hours. So in other words, there's no heter to eat milchiks after fleshiks, even if you have netila and kinuch, you've washed your hands, you rinse your mouth on, you need a hamtonas zman. And the Rosh writes that Nagu Am Shalolechol Gvinachol Basar Afilachar Of V'Ein L'Shanos Haminuk. And let's look at how the Shulchan Aruch paskins lahalacha. And this we'll see in Yoredeya Simon Peites, which is the Simon that we wanted to study. Says the Michaber in Sif Aleph, Ochal Basar, Loshna Behema Chaya Viof, Lo Yochal Gvina Achra Vachi Yeshe Kishir, Shemizman Sudas Aboker Ad Sudas Erev, Tehu Sheish Shos. Interesting. He starts with the Rosh, and he identifies the Rosh as 6 hours. He says, Afilu im Shah Kishir, even if he waited the 6 hours, that's not enough. Im Yesh Basar Bein Hashinayim, if he has meat, particles of meat that stuck in between his teeth, that got wedged in his Tzarech Lasiro, he's got to remove this. And then we're going to fast forward a little to the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam here. And now he's getting into the question of why we wait between Achilas Basar and Achilas Gvina. So before we see the Shulchan Aruch, let's just see the Lashon and the Rambam. The Rambam writes, and this is at the very end of Perek Tes Milchas Machalos Asuros, he says, Mipnei Abasar Shel Bein Hashinayim She'eino Sar B'kinuach. Meaning, even though he rinsed out his mouth, there's still particles of meat that are caught between his teeth, and that's why he has to wait even after Kinuach for a period of 6 hours. And it would seem, and this is something that we have to take up a little bit later on, that once he waits for 6 hours, that basar ben hashinayim is no longer considered basar. And this is what it says here, back in the Shulchan Aruch, Peites haramam nosantam l'shehiya mishum basar shebein hashinayim. Ulefi dvarav li'achar sheshosh kishir mutar afilu nishar basar ben hashinayim. According to the Rambam's logic, and we're going to see that not everyone agrees with this, if once he waits the kishay shos, then it's irrelevant whether he has basar ben hashinayim or he doesn't have basar ben hashinayim. In other words, if he doesn't wait the 6 hours, we're afraid that there's basar ben hashinayim, and now he's eating gvina with basar biyachad. But if he waits the 6 hours, then the basar ben hashinayim is irrelevant. And that's the Rambam Shita. Now let's go back to the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, where he says, "Ashiyishe kishir shezman suit shemizman suitus aboka ad suitus erev shu sheishos vafilu mishosh kishir im yesh pas mishnayim tzarech lasiro." So the first opinion, which reflects the Shita of the Rosh, that requires removing basar ben hashinayim even after waiting 6 hours. And tochazman afilu ein basar ben hashinayim asur lefisha basar motzi shuman u'moshech tam adzman oruch. Okay, this is the sheet of Rashi, and basically the mechaber in the original position here is going to be machmir for both Rashi and the Rambam, which means we have to be worried about two things, about basar ben hashinayim and about basar being motzi shuman u'moshech tam adzman oruch. It's interesting that the Ramah, as we'll soon see, quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, which gives reason to be more lenient, and we don't have to wait six hours. Rak miyad im silek ubirech birkas amazon mutar al yedei kinuach v'adocha. All we need is to separate one suitor from the other. We need kinuach and adocha. But he writes, v'aminaga poshev b'mdinos elu lahamtin achar achilas basar shah achas. We wait 1 hour after eating meat. Ochlin achakach gvina. And the Taz explains that that's a kind of a pshara in this machlokas Rishonim, meaning Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag on the one end would say you could eat gvina immediately. the Rambam, the Rosh, and before them the Rif would say that you have to wait 6 hours, and the Pshara is to wait 1 hour. But it's quite clear that the Ramah, even within the context of this Pshara, and reducing from 6 hours down to 1 hour, still requires Birkas HaMazon, meaning you have to engender another Seuda. Whether or not there's an additional requirement of Shehiyas Man, that's Machlokas Rishonim, and Ramah is Mekil. But what you and Ramah is Mekil to reduce it to 1 hour. But as far as Suda Acheres is concerned, everybody agrees that you need Suda Acheres. And then at the end, the Ramah says, Yesh medagdikim lahamtin sheish shos achar achilas basar ligvina v'chein nochon lasos. So, on the one hand, he codifies a minhag to wait 1 hour, but yet, he recommends waiting 6 hours, like the Medagdikim. And that's called Nachon Lasos. The Taz embellishes this. This is all in Sifkat Beis, by saying, Bibnei Torah, Roy Limchos Viligar Bahem, Shelo Yakilu Pachos Mishay Shos. In other words, since the Ramah had established the Medagdikim wait 6 hours, like the Shita Sarosha Rambam, and therefore, Bnei Torah, we have to really come down hard on them. They must be machmir and wait 6 hours. The Shachir in Sifkot and Ches quotes the Marshal, Kein roi lasos l'chol mi sheyesh bo reach Torah. So the language of the Shach is very powerful. And this you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in Peites. He writes, "Ochal bosa afilu shalchaya viof lo yochal gvina achrav ad sheyisha sheish shos afilu mshal kashir yesh bosa ben ishinayim tzorch lasiro." And the Ramah, as we saw earlier, says that Yesh omrim dein tzorch lahamtin sheishos chak miyad im silek ubirech birkas hamozim mutra yidei kinuach vadocha. But haminik poshim dina sein lahamtin achar achilz bosa shahachas v'ochlin achakach gvina. We wait an hour. Mi utzrich levar kamkin birkas hamozim achar habosar. V'oz havi kisuda cheres the mutal lechel dira mekilim of lobrich samosan lomahani hamtonos shah. Then at the end, he writes, Yesh medagnin lahamtin she shah, sacharachim sposu gvina, vechain nagu lasos. And if you look in the Taz, as we said before, is Roy Limchos, but he says in the Efsha Limchos, maybe your average citizen, you cannot impose the and compel them to wait 6 hours, but with regard to the Bnei Torah, we certainly should be compelling them, and that he calls limchos v'ligar bahem. That's the language of the Taz. The Shach's language here is a little bit more, perhaps a little bit more harsh, in almost guzma, if you could call it that. Be quoting the Marshal, he says, "Mishi yeshbo reach Torah." Now, in Germany and in Holland, it's very common to find a different minhag, and that's to wait 3 hours. Okay, it's very unclear where that comes from, but that is the way the minhag seems to have evolved in those countries. However, there's a minhag in Holland not only to reduce it to 3 hours, but even to reduce it to 1 hour. And once again, this should not be shocking to us, because the Ramah seems to present the view of this Pshara that 1 hour is sufficient. And we have various tshuvas that try to find a source for this minhag of waiting 3 hours, which doesn't seem to fit neither here nor there, but it is another form of a pshara, if you will. And then they have the other issue about whether or not we require, according to our minhag, to wait 6 hours, 6 full hours, or it's enough to wait what we call shos manios. And that's going to be an issue in the later poskim. There does seem to be a minhag, which Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach speaks about, of waiting 5 hours. I mean, into the 6 hours, we call it 5 hours and a mashahu, and it's based on the Rambam that we saw earlier, kimo sheishos, and the kimo sheishos means that you're already past the 5th hour, and that's the kula to wait 5 hours and a mashahu. The Rambam does not say that he has to wait rove of the 6th hour, Ella, the Rambam rather means a mashu. That's the way Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tries to justify the minig of 5 and a mashu. There are other quotes from contemporary poskim in the name of Rav El Yashiv, in the name of Rav Avadia Yosef, that you could be mekil in the case of a guest. Imagine the host has prepared milchiks for you. You ate fleishiks. You already have waited 5 hours. You could be mekel because the host has really put a tremendous amount of work in preparing this milchik meal for you. You're allowed to be mekel. I heard personally in the name of Rav Guzman, Zichron Levracha, that a student in a yeshiva waits misuda l'suda. It's not counted by hours, but whenever they serve the next suda in the chadar ochel. Now let's discuss the main issue here, and that is, why do we have to wait to eat gvina after achilas basar? So Rashi on Daf Kuf Heyamid Beis. Let's go back to the Gemara. And specifically to Rashi on Kufayim and Aleph, Rashi Dibra Maskil Asur Mishum De Basar Motzi Shuman Vu Nidbak Bepeh Umarech Betaimo. The Rambam, on the other hand, we saw, and this was at the very end of Perek Tes Mihilchos Machal Sasuros, the Rambam wrote Mipnei HaBasar Bein HaShalbein HaShinayim She'eno Sar Bikinuach. The tour in Shulchan Aruch Peites has a number of nafkaminis between Rashi and the Rambam. Number one, the first nafkamina he has is the case that we discussed earlier, we touched on it, and that is what happens if he finds Basar Bein HaShinayim Liachar Sheishos. Rashi holds that Basar is Motzi Shuman and it's Marech Betamo. That's going to apply even after 6 hours if he still has Basar. But the Rambam would hold that there's no need to remove it because we wait the 6 hours because of Basar Bein HaShinayim, and after the 6 hours it's no longer considered Basar Bein HaShinayim. The second Afkemina, and this we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, is the case of Las Basar Latinok. In other words, he chews up meat, but he never actually swallows it. In such a case, Rashi would hold that there's no need to wait, because it's not going to be Motzi Shuman or Motzi Tam Basar, since he never actually swallowed it. Whereas the Rambam would say that Basar Bein HaShinayim makes no difference whether he swallowed it or not, and therefore you'd have to wait 6 hours. And the tour concludes by saying, V'tov lechos b'chumrei shnei hata'amim. It's a good idea to be machmir in both directions, accepting, as it were, both the Rambam and Rashi l'chumra. And this is what we see in the Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed earlier, that the Shulchan Aruch requires in the case where you find basar after 6 hours, tzarech lahasiro, and that he's being machmir like Rashi. And he says that even if he has no basar bein hashinayim, he still has to wait 6 hours. And he writes, Lefisha basar motzi shuman amoshich tam adzman aruch. Then he says, Halois letinok tzarech lahamtin. Here he's reflecting the shitas haramba. And tov lechos bechumrei shnei hatamim. So let's just go over this once more. The Shulchan Aruch here in Peites is saying that he's got to wait beyond the 6 hours if he has basar bein hashinayim, and that's in order to remove this basar because of Rashi's chumra, and Alois Latinok has to wait, and that's the chumra according to the Rambam. And all this is clarified pretty beautifully in the Gaon's Bir Hagra in Sifkaton Gimel. Again, the Gra here says that Haramam Kosva Tamishim Basa Ben Hashinayim Sheinam Is Akel Ad Vav Shos Lufiza Mutter Liachrish Vav Shos, even though he finds Basa Ben Hashinayim Hatur Kosva Tamishim Shabasa Motzi Shuman Umoshik Tam Oroch, and that's of course Rashi Lufiza Halois Ein Tzarech Lahamtin. According to Rashi, since he didn't swallow it, there's no need to wait 6 hours, but the Torah says it's be machmir for the Shitas Rambam, and therefore Lois Latinok has to wait 6 hours. We're going to be machmir for the Shitas Rashi that even after 6 hours we have to remove Basar Bein Hashinai. Now, one of the discussions that comes up here in the Tshuvas in the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein is the case of Blias Kadure Vitaminium Bisarium. And we're talking about a case of Fleishika vitamins. I guess they make vitamins, you know, with meat. And the Tshuva, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, basically says that there should be no Iser in this case, whether or not we take the Rashi or the Rambam. And the reason for that, it's in a pill form, and even Rashi will agree that it's not Marech Betam. And of course, according to the Rambam, there's no Le'isa here, it's not Basar Bein Hashinayim. And we'll see that there are many poskim who agree with this conclusion of the Igros Moshe. You'll see it in Shevet HaLevi and in a number of other poskim. Now, let's say that he wants to take this Fleishika Kadur, this vitamin pill, in one mouth with Cholov. And he actually is eating cheese and this Fleishika vitamin in the same mouthful. So this, Rav Moshe says, is mechur adover. He doesn't go for this, and he tells you to please kindly avoid this. Now, another issue that comes up in the poskim, and this is relevant to us all, is what happens if you finish eating the meat, let's say at 6, but you don't complete the meal until 6:30. From whence do you begin calculating the 6 hours that you're waiting? Is it from the end of the eating of meat or from the end of the entire Seuda? And this is a discussion brought down in the Darkei Tshuva. And I just want to quote to you the language of the Darkei Tshuva here in Sifkaton Daled. He writes on the commenting on the Mechaber's Ad Sheyisha Sheyshos, or to lower me, Sof Achilas Basar Ad Chilas Seudas Hagvina. Meaning to say that he's eating in two different Seudos, that's for sure. But when he calculates the amount of time, And this is based on the Dogel Mirvava of the Nod Bihuda. He says when he calculates the time, he begins calculating with the last moment he ate meat. And this for sure makes sense, both according to Rashi and the Rambam, because according to Rashi, it'll only be Marech Betamo from the last moment that he ate meat. And according to the Rambam Shita, you're calculating Bosa Ben Hashinayim, which exists as a halachic entity for 6 hours, and it's already been there for 6 hours. You don't have to wait till the end of the Suda. Obviously, you can't eat meat and milk in the same Suda, but that's not the issue. So halach lemaisa, here in the Pesachei Tshuva, in the name of the Dogel Mirvava, you start calculating the 6 hours from the time that you finished eating your meat. Another issue that comes up in the poskim is the question of someone who ate a meat meal and then he went to sleep. What difference should that make? He says that shir zman hamtonas sheish shos. This you'll see in the Tshuvas van Hagos. Now, it's not clear to me how long he slept and how many hours did go by, but the biology here of it is that the digestive process speeds up after one goes to sleep. And therefore you no longer have to wait the full 6 hours if you slept after a meat meal. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer that actually did this l'chatchila, and he went to sleep after a meat meal, woke up and prepared himself a coffee with milk to drink in the morning after he got up from his sleep. The Chasam Sofer in this case, although he thought to drink the coffee spilled, and he came to the conclusion that the law is not like that, and there's a low plug, and we always have to wait 6 hours. Now, there seems to be an entire school of thinking amongst the poskim, a whole group, with regard to cholim and ketanim. And this is all codified in great detail by Rav Avadya Yosef in his Yechaveh Das, that we could be mekel for children, we could be mekel b'makom choli k'tzas, and certainly for yoledes within the 30 days after she gave birth. And in such a case, or in all these cases, 1 hour is enough. And how much more so, he says that you don't have to wait after gvina. All you need is kinuach v'adocha, Netils Yadayim, and then eat meat immediately. He says, as a general rule, we try to be mechanic the children from the age of, let's say, 12, or in the case of a girl, from the age of 11, to wait a full 6 hours. But for younger children, we could be mekil with 1 hour. And again, quoting the Tshuvas van Hagos, he understood from the Chochmas Adam that that's the same as the Chai Adam, of course, on your days called the Chachmas Adam, is that he was mekil for a chola and a katan to wait 1 hour and not more. However, when the Chachmas Adam was asked how young is young for this halach of 1 hour, he said that for the first 5-6 years of his life, that's enough, you wait an hour. But as he gets to the ages above 6, we start gradually training him. He should wait 3 hours from the time he's 9 or 10. He should wait 6 hours. And basically, there's an entire summary of all these different shitos about how long to wait between meat and milk for ketanim in a book by Rav Baruch Rakovsky, which is a summary of the laws of kashrus, and there he gives you an overview of all these views about ketanim and chinuch, and how long the children should be waiting. Now, the other issue, which we don't have time to discuss right now, is the issue of a tavshil shel cholov following a tavshil shel basar. And we're talking about cases where there was meat in the cooking, but now the meat was removed, and you're left with the noodles or whatever it is that was cooked with the meat. And is that, does that also, through the halacha of tam ki'ikar, engender this halacha of lo plug? And of course, there are other issues that come up, especially on Chag HaShavuos, where the minig is to stay up, and we eat milchiks, and the question is, how long after fleishiks can we eat milchiks? If we want to be yotzi the shita that v'samachta b'chagecha requires not only the eating of milchiks, but also the eating of fleishiks, and what we should do l'maisa about two seudos in that case of Chag HaShavuos. So this was just a little bit of an introduction, and Baruch Hashem, we covered quite a bit of the Makoros here. And if we have chance, we'll continue this in the next year. Thank you very much.